Tourism. Tourists are expected to descend on the Masai Mara National Reserve in droves this season to enjoy the spectacular wildebeest migration from the Serengeti National Park, Tanzania, to Kenya. Director General, Tourism Regulation Authority, Nobert Salam, said hotel bookings was on an upward trend and many foreign tourists have expressed interest in touring the Mara this peak season. The tourism sector is becoming very busy as we have seen hotel booking on the upward trend. Already, 1.1 million tourists have reported in the country this year and we expect more by the end of the year. We are hopeful that in the next 5 years we will be receiving over 5 million foreign tourists annually, he said. He said conserving the environment goes hand in hand with boosting wildlife numbers and tourism, hence called on the residents to plant trees in their homes, schools, churches and government premises to increase forest cover. We urge all residents to build a culture of growing trees so that we can achieve the 15 billion tree cover in 10 years. This will boost environment conservation and bring more returns in the country, he said. Salam spoke during a tree planting event at Old Tipis Girls Secondary School where he called on the learners to join in the cause of growing trees and especially fruit trees that can improve nutrition and become a source of income. Conservation Secretary in the State Department for Wildlife Drive John Chumo underscored the need to protect mega water catchment towers like Masai Mau Forest that is the source of River Mara, that flows across the Masai Mara National Reserve. The wildebeest migration occurs across River Mara, and it attracts millions of visitors across the world who flock the Mara to watch the spectacular occurrence. This is why we need to conserve our environment to keep the rivers flowing, he said. Catherine Mutula, the president of Masai Mara Rotary Club, challenged students to adopt a tree in their environs that they will nurture to maturity.